Houston on the big loop.
Go ahead on the big loop.
Hey, Houston, we've gathered everybody here at the No 2 forward hatch. We have a couple different things we'd like to do today. The first of which is a special presentation. When great things are accomplished, pivotal moments occur in history. We have monuments and statues, and we would have loved to have brought a monument, but we really couldn't bring a monument. So what we did to celebrate this final shuttle flight docking to the International Space Station is we brought the best monument we could possibly find, and that's a space shuttle model. This space shuttle model was signed by the modern-day titans of the space shuttle program, including John Shannon, Leroy Kane, Mike Weinbach, our lead flight directors, Kwatsi Alabarujo and Chris Edelman. What you don't see is the signatures of the tens of thousands who rode to orbit with us over the past 30 years, if only in spirit. What we would like is for Doug to present this model to Mike Fossum of the Expedition 28 crew, and Mike will hopefully display it in a position of respect right here by the shuttle's regular old parking spot by the No 2 forward hatch. We all have lots of stories. My story with the shuttle program began in 1982 when I worked STS-3 in Mission Control. Hundreds of thousands of people have contributed to the shuttle program through the many years, 30 years of flying service and a decade and a half of development before that. The space shuttle program has inspired millions and millions more. We're happy to have this model as one of the greatest testaments to the shuttle's incredible capabilities that 90% of the world's population can look out of their backyards at night and see us going overhead. Absolutely fantastic there, Mike. It's the next best thing to really being here. We also have another special presentation today, and that presentation is a special flag. That flag was handed to me personally just a few days before launch, and the crew of STS-135, the final shuttle mission, brought it to the International Space Station, and since we've been here, we've prominently displayed the flag on the forward flight deck. We actually had it there a little bit earlier on for a public affairs event, but Doug and I, Rex and Sandy, we just really liked it. It just symbolized what we were all here for, and we left it there permanently, and I think it made us feel good. But we have that flag, and that flag is significant not only because we brought it up on this flight, but because it also flew on STS-1. We can reach behind you, Sasha. This flag represents not just a symbol of our national pride and honor, but in this particular case, it represents a goal. This flag also will be flown prominently here by the forward hatch of NO2 to be returned to Earth once again by an astronaut that launches on a U.S. vehicle, hopefully in just a few years. Ron, I'd like to turn this flag over to you for you to display on the NO2 forward hatch.
Well, thanks, Doug. You know, we're looking for a place to hang this flag that flew on STS-1 and STS-135, and, you know, when we were thinking about it, we thought the Harmony module would be the perfect place. You know, on our right, we've got the Japanese laboratory. On our left, we have the European laboratory. In front of us, we've got the hatch that leads to the U.S. laboratory, the Russian segment, and the rest of the space station. And above us and below us are hatches where visiting spacecraft can bring cargo. But behind us, going through that hatch right there, right now, that's the hatch that leads to Atlantis. And 35 space shuttles have docked to that mating adapter that's attached just beyond that that hatch right there. And you know, during the course of the International Space Station construction, all those space shuttles that docked there left the legacy of this incredible orbiting research facility that not only is going to be a stepping stone to the rest of the exploration of the rest of the solar system, it's also really improving life on our planet. And so we thought it was a very fitting place to put that. And as we put this flag on the hatch that leads to Atlantis right now, and when we close that hatch, when these guys go by it, we're closing a chapter in the history of our nation. But in the future, when another spacecraft docks to that hatch and with crew members on board, and we open that hatch, we are going to be opening a new era and raising the flag on a new era of exploration beyond low Earth orbit. So it's a great honor to do that, and it's a great place for us to put it.
Thanks, Ron. And when this flag returns again someday to Earth by astronauts that came up on an American spacecraft, its journey will not end there. Its journey will continue. It will also, on the heavy lift vehicle that the United States is currently working on, it will leave low Earth orbit once again, perhaps to a lunar destination, perhaps to Mars. I think I certainly speak on behalf of the STS-135 crew and on behalf of Expedition 28 that it is our honor to have brought this flag here and to prominently display it. Thank you.
Atlantis and ISS, thanks for those inspiring words. Thank you for honoring the thousands of people that have been a part of the Space Shuttle program over the years. And we look forward, as you do, to the day when that flag will return to Earth with a U.S. crew and then move on beyond our low Earth orbit. Thanks very much.
Hey, great words, Megan. And now back to what we continue to be a more traditional farewell ceremony. I'd like to thank the commander of the International Space Station, Andrei Borisenko, for your hospitality. You've been absolutely fantastic to us. You and your crew have demonstrated not only ISS hospitality, but you've demonstrated fantastic Russian hospitality. It's been wonderful to be here with you. You have a wonderful home. You're taking fantastic care of it, and you're going to keep it looking good for generations of space travelers to come.
We have a good together work, and I would say you have a good landing. Thanks for our work.
Hey, just a few words overall on the mission itself. This is a little bit of an unique mission for a couple of different reasons. First of all, we had kind of an abbreviated crew. We had four shuttle crew coming up, joining six space station crew. I think in this particular instance, it forced us all to work as a very tight team from the very beginning. We had a lot of help from our station counterparts, Sasha and Andrei, Sergei. The very first day that we were docked, they showed up in the MPLM, put me to work. They were absolutely wonderful. They were great sports and took care of actually stowing an awful lot of our cargo for us. We emptied the MPLM finally today, and just a short while ago put it back in the shuttle's payload bay, hopefully with everything that should be on there, and if not, what's remaining is going to go through this hatch in just a moment. But to the Expedition 28 crew, again, thank you very much for your hospitality on behalf of the 135 crew.
Well, thanks, Fergie. It's been an honor having you guys on board. It's been great having you guys on board. It's great being a part of this really important and historic mission. And we want to just thank you guys so much for leaving the space station in a posture for continued utilization, continued use for the rest of the decade. It's been really great. And I'd thank Doug for all your work on the transfer and robotics. It was just amazing. And where's Rex? Rex, thank you for all your leadership and your dedication and hard work on the spacewalk. You and the EVA team on the ground really made that a big success. And Fergie, thank you for your leadership. Thank you for bringing the guys here. But of all your many, many accomplishments that you did on this mission, for us, from our perspective, the most important thing you did was bring Sandy here. So, Sandy, we cannot thank you enough for always keeping the big picture in mind, always keeping what life is going to be like after you guys leave. You were just absolutely amazing. We just cannot thank you enough for everything that you've done for us. And, you know, we don't even realize it yet, but in a couple of weeks, we're going to be going, wow, I'm glad Sandy was here. And we tried to trade Mike for Sandy, but Fergie wouldn't take us up on the deal. So, but, Fergie, thank you and your crew so much. Like I said, you really left it in a good position. So on behalf of the Expedition 28 crew, the entire ISS program, we'd like to thank you, your crew, and the entire STS-135 team for leaving the station ready to go for the rest of the decade. So thank you very much.
All right.